Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Today to CSC Talk Radio, it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have a special guest with me today. Now, I don't have her on near often enough, and I should. That's just my fault. It's not hers. It's not yours. I take full blame. But CJ Hadley with Range Magazine is my guest today. We have some really important things to discuss with you. And as you know, CSC Talk Radio is the only talk show that is an advocate for rural America, for ranchers, for farmers, for production of that kind, and small businesses. We're the only ones that are really fighting for them and trying to get the truth out. Except, now I'm talking radio, Range Magazine does a phenomenal job of telling the truth. They're very bold, very courageous. And CJ, I want to thank you right up front before we even get started for all that you do.
Well, I was going to say the same thing to you, because we are definitely in tune. I mean, I feel completely alone with this magazine, and there you are, fairly alone with that radio show. I just absolutely love what you do.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I know that I'm still all by myself here in the office, but you're not. You've got a kind of a skeleton crew of girls that really do help out a lot there, don't you?
I've got an extraordinary mob, but it's just way too small for the job at hand. Ann Galley, she's my business manager, but actually she does everything. Deborah, she is a receptionist and helps with the subscriptions and tries to sell stuff for me. I have a part-timer named Joni who comes in as many days as she can, and that's about it. And we've got a national magazine with subscribers in every state, 23 foreign countries. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of agony, as you know, from the government. It gets worse and worse, and we're pretty much full tilt all the time.
You know, I was looking through it again, as I do every time it comes in, at the beautiful pictures and the way it's laid out and it's put together, you know, and I'm thinking, and I fuss about my little newsletter that I put out every other month. It's just, I know it's a phenomenal job to do, and I'm sure that you've got it down to a science, but even at that, it's got to be a tremendous job. And you do a wonderful job, all of it.
This is the 25th year. We've published 90 magazines to date and 11 hardback books. They're all about ranching, food producers, resource providers. The books are positive. The magazine is political and positive. So we have to throw in those really gorgeous photographs just for mercy to the subscribers and relief.
Well, we have to give the positive along with the bad news. You have to give something good, some hope to the people, or we're just going to lose them all together, because they have to be. And it's important to tell how things really are, to educate everyone. And then we don't want to discourage them. We want them to get determined. We want them to get up and get going and do something. Educate and activate. That's what I say. And I have all your books. Not all of them. I left two or three of them in the other room, but I've got four of them stacked up in here.
Uh-oh.
That I'm looking at. I just, you know, and I think I told you in the email, I don't think I have the M bar, but I do. It's right here in front of me. I just wasn't recognizing the name. And they are beautiful hardback books. Tell stories, tell history. They are each a different thing. I love the Brushstrokes and Balladeers. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. I just love all of them, CJ.
There's a different purpose for all of them. That M-Bar you just mentioned was the second of a two-book series by Buffalo Bill Bronkwriter Harry Webb. He was with the show of 1910 in Madison Square Garden. He is an extraordinary individual, an amazing man, and he was my best friend for the last 7 years of his life. And it was kind of strange to be hanging out with a guy who was born in 1887. But he was tough, and he was fascinating, and he was a beautiful man.
Oh, that's just awesome. Well, we've got a bunch of gob to talk about today, and I want to get to it. We'll talk about these books here in a little bit, because I think you've got some special offers on some of them for my listeners. And you kind of threw some things at me, and I went through the magazine. And I was trying to look at it all. You know, it's hard to read everything. Look at all the things, and I think your book should be my main one that I get all my information from, because you have such great writers in there and the truth. Had I known these guys were going to take their march, I might have gone along with them, except I'm not a real good horseback rider. I'd probably been pretty sore.
But, no, but they would have been pretty good on your radio show.
Oh, they would have been. Anytime. Anytime. You just let me know. We will do it. I mean, we will do it. But let's talk about the grass march that happened back in September.
It was started because of basically abuse of the BLM against ranchers in the Battle Mountain District in Nevada. And what happened is these families, it was three ranch families involved, all fourth generation working on the land now with cows. Pretty much overnight, the BLM boss, Doug Furtado, decided due to the National Drought Monitor, which actually makes no sense at all in Crickson Valleys in Nevada, he could actually pretty much destroy a ranch by closing an allotment that they've been using for decades. That meant 900 cows and calves had to come off the land in a matter of days, and some were still calving. It was an absolute catastrophe. It was a way to get ranchers out of business is what it looks like to us. The heavy hand of the BLM is getting worse all over the western United States. You might recall the Bundy fiasco last year when the BLM came in with SWAT teams and flak jackets and semi-automatic and automatic weapons with dogs and tasers in order to remove 400 cows from Clive and Bundy in southern Nevada, which is close to Las Vegas. And what happened there is a lot of people just stood up and with Clive and Bundy, and hundreds of people came in from many, many states of the West as soon as they heard this on the news. And some of them came armed, and it became the most incredible, just awful PR for the government and horrible future for Clive and Bundy. And that was the start of this, but that was another BLM office. The one in Battle Mountain, they decided to pretty much very much hurt the Tamara family, the Filippini family, and the Marilich family. Last year, what they did is they let the cattle out on the range, as usual, with their permits. And within a few weeks, they decided that they should take them all off. And they were given a week to remove 2,000 head of cattle from 300 square miles. And in the heat of late spring, with cows calving, some of them had calved and some of them had not, because that's where they usually calve up in the moving up the mountain. And it was just the most horrible thing that ever happened. And when they got the cattle back to their home ranches, they had nowhere to go. They'd been feeding hay over the winter. The hay was out. It was time for them to go on green grass. There was plenty of green grass. But because of, I think it was a 7-acre parcel of land on 92,000 acres, one particular part of this big landscape, the riparian area, some cows had eaten a couple more inches of grass on the creek than they should have, so they closed the entire 92,000 acres and moved everything off. And ever since then, it's been a huge battle. And that's why the Grass March Cowboy Express started. Grant Gerber, who's a lawyer and an activist from Elko, Nevada, who has a ranching background, he said we have to go and talk to Congress and tell them, you know, use the First Amendment. They said they would be talking to the press, they'd be assembling, they'd be praying, they'd do everything they could to change the situation in a peaceful, legal manner so these families could continue ranching. It was a desperate measure. It was dangerous. It was horrible. It was exhausting, and that's what they did. They said they have to take a stand. So 11 riders, 28 horses, tough horses, some from the 7C Ranch in Utah and the rest ranch horses from Nevada. They rode relay style 5 or 6 miles at a time, and they trotted, loped across the country.
Wow.
And it was just unbelievable what they have to contend with.
It is unbelievable. And, you know, we're going into a break, but I was going to say, when Clive and Bundy's issue hit the airways and everybody found out about it, it was obvious then, too, how much America doesn't know. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit Range Magazine on Facebook, or you can visit Range Magazine at their website, and we'll give that in just a little bit. 877-895-5410, and CJ and Beth Ann will be right back.
you believe, as I do, that America's headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting with C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine. You can visit their website. You can either go to my website and click on the icon there that has Range Magazine, or you can go directly to theirs, which is just www.rangemagazine.com. That's rangemagazine.com. Give them a call in the office. We're going to give you some deals here in just a little bit at 1-800-726-4348. That's 1-800-RANGE-4-U, or the numbers are 1-800-726-4348. As we were going into the break, we were talking about the march and how it was something they felt like they had to do. And in the article in the magazine, he said, what would you do? Would you risk your life for liberty? You know, basically that's what you're saying. And I have been wondering an awful lot about that the last couple of weeks. You struggle, I struggle, and I just wonder how much would America give up? What would they do, sacrifice, to have our liberty? Because we don't have it anymore. And I'm not saying that to be discouraged. I'm not trying to say that so people wake up and realize and smell the roses that are around here and see what's going on. And when the issue happened with Clyde Bundy whenever that hit the air, and the people realized what was going on. Some of them understood what was going on. And a lot of them, you know, one man made a comment, why, he just needs to pay his rent like everybody else. So they really don't have a clue what goes on down on the farm or out on the range or in any kind of the industry that is actually supporting, should be supporting this nation. And, you know, if we lose that, we've lost everything, CJ. And I know you know that. I'm preaching to the choir here.
But, you know, the funny thing about Bundy is in that area of southern Nevada, there used to be 52 ranch families running. And they've been out there pretty much Mormon pioneers from the 1800s. And their families go on and on and on. But in the early 90s, 51 ranches were already out of business. They were, you know, threatened and intimidated in the name of the Desert Tortoise and the Endangered Species Act and pretty much had to give up and went away. But Clive and Bundy refused. And what happened in the early 90s is when his permit came up for renewal with the BLM, it was so outrageous that he refused to sign it because it would have guaranteed he would have been out of business, broken, destitute within a couple of years. A year or two. And so he refused. So then he tried to pay his permit, his grazing fees, to the state of Nevada, which refused to take him. So then he tried to pay him to the BLM, which could not accept grazing fees unless you sign a contract. Well, if you want to commit suicide and then pay the fees as well, he was in catch-22. There's nothing he could do, so he decided to fight. Now, he's not the greatest fighter in the world and not the greatest spokesman for cowboys, that's for sure. But he had private property rights on that federal land. He had water rights, water improvements, grazing rights, ditch rights, and all of this has been going on for decades and decades. He has rights out there, which has been proven by the courts many, many, many times. So a lot of people do not understand that even though that's public land, there are a lot of rights that have already been taken. So it is not just wide open land that cowboys are using for nothing. That is ridiculous. And if anybody goes to my website, they can look at the story by Bundy, which is absolutely extraordinary by Vince Cyprinowitz, and that is in the fall 2013 issue. Last fall. And then what happened before Clive and Bundy was the Hage case, which has been going through the courts for 35 years, and that's the Hage family in Nevada, a bunch of ranchers who the Park Service, first of all, wanted to use it as a park, and then the Forest Service decided they wanted to take it, and every single major court decision has been in the Hage's favor, but the two of their family have died. They still haven't got any satisfaction from the government, and now these guys in Battle Mountain, they're watching Bundy, they're watching Hage, they're watching many other people all around the West, and they're coming to get these ranches off these lands one at a time, which means it's a very difficult battle against the federal government. One Forest Service chief boss told me one time, he was talking to a bunch of environmentalists from Vegas, actually, and happened to be in hearing range. He said, we have a lot more money and a lot more lawyers, and they were just going to make them go broke. And it is happening, and it's desperate, and that's why this grass march happened. And it was a significant and awful thing. One of the former council chairman for the Paiute Shoshone tribe in McDermott, Nevada, decided he would go and support the cowboys because the Forest Service and the BLM are doing the same thing on to reservation cows and horses. So he wanted to support them. And he says, one of the quotes in this story is, my ancestors went through that, and now the cowboys are the new Indians. So he was just a magnificent guy who rode along 2,800 miles to Washington.
You know, we the people have become the enemy of the state. And we the people, if you own property, having property seems to be the enemy of the state. They don't want you to own property. They don't want you to be independent. And they want to have you under their thumb. Yesterday I had Mindy Patterson on, CJ, and she has developed an advocacy group called the Cavalry Group, where she's going in and she's got lawyers and everything else and trying to help people that are fighting these, and particularly in the pet industry and the horse industry and the cattle industry. She's doing what you do at a different corner. She's trying to help them through there. And I mean, she's struggling too. And you know, she gets discouraged like you and I do, girl. And I'll tell you what, she's just a phenomenal person. But in the pet industry, you know what they're trying to do with HSUS and ASPCA and with the horse industry, the horse and carriage industry in New York. Mindy's been up there fighting that. And it is about property. They do not want you to own a cow. They do not want you to own a horse. They do not want you to own a dog or a cat or anything else because that they don't want you to call them property, that's for sure. But it is property rights. Now, when we talk about, I just recently wrote an article called The Climate Change. Yes, there is climate change, and yes, it's man-made. And I was talking about the climate change as far as the attitudes and the hearts of the people and how they're being changed and manipulated. And it is man-made. They're trying to make us enemies of one another. But down on the ranch, down on the farm, there's things that are going on that people are not aware of. Media, mainstream media is not going to tell you, and they're not going to tell the truth when they do. They make it out to be like Cliven Bundy is a bad guy, you know. He just needs to pay his rent like everybody else and get along, you know, just get along. Do what he's told, not argue about it. Well, you've got an article in here that I really found interesting, and that's Cows Can Save the World. And within that article, Alan Savory, the writer, he talks about things that, in science, that'll prove that what the government is trying to do when they manage the land and manage the number of cattle, how wrong they really, really are. And, of course, we see this, you know, we've seen this with the forests burning down because they're not doing what needs to be done to truly manage it and maintain it. And I thought we'd talk about this a little bit because I think a lot of the people that are listening don't have a clue.
Alan Savory was a politician in Rhodesia before it became Zimbabwe. He actually became persona non grata and was thrown out of the country when he was voting for the wrong people. But he's been working for 60 years as a biologist. He used to run a park in Rhodesia, and he used to hate cattle, and he wanted every cow, calf off those lands in Africa. And what he found out about 10 years later, that he was completely wrong, that even though he still disliked cattle, that they were the only ones that could save us. And he came over to the United States. He lives in New Mexico, and he also lives in Zimbabwe half-time. And he has actually educated people from the federal government, from academia, in the world of holistic management and holistic time grazing, which is making the animals do what the country needs to build up the soil, to make a more biodiverse country, to make it healthier, more, you know, successful. And he has proved time and time again, and I think it's 40 million acres worldwide with plots and ranches, big plots of land, the way they're using cattle, you know, that just bunched really tight together and urinating and defecating and stomping the earth with their little hooves and making it extraordinarily healthy, making it better for the water, for the rain, the precipitation to be a value and not just run off, you know, just hard ground like it would in the arid countries. Mm-hmm. And he's just come up with this thing that works every single time, and it's science-based. The only thing that doesn't happen is the public doesn't understand that any more than they did Cliven Bundy or any more than they understand the grass march, because it doesn't exactly affect them at this moment. And so now we've got this massive special report that explains it all. That's also free online, rangemagazine.com, or call the office and we'll get you the first issue free, which includes that. And it's a significant piece of journalism by Alan Savory.
Well, and he gives a 1, 2, 3, and 4, you know, steps of what the public thinks and what is actually happening. Now, as I was reading this article, I was thinking about my house plants. You know, when they're the soil is crummy, the water goes right through them and they get nothing. And if it's beat down and hard, it'll sit there on top and they get nothing. So this made absolutely perfect sense. Oh, absolutely. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. You can visit Range Magazine by going to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-726-4348 or talk right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann will be right back. C CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's Truth Radio. Today it is Range Radio. I thought of that during coffee break. It's Range Radio, CJ. And we're talking about down on the range. We're talking about what's going on with property rights. And the lie behind some of these things, there's a huge lie between the climate change. There's a huge lie through the Endangered Species Act and all these things. And there's a huge lie about the number of cattle on the property, on the land, and how much grazing can be done. And you know, these lies that they tell us when we buy them or we concede, you know, we let them have their way, and then we see our land going to dust.
We're innocently hurting the country. What everybody wants is healthier land, thriving communities, abundant wildlife. And Alan Savory points out that desertification is being used to, you know, remove all these consumptive uses. He said desertification is increasingly frequent, severe flood, droughts and floods, poverty, social breakdown, mass immigration to cities or across borders, decreasing wildlife, pastoral, cultural genocide, violence and conflict. But what he also says, there's great hope. He says if we're to end the senseless conflict between government agencies enforcing flawed policies on ranch families, two things will be needed. First, a shift in public perception, which are the people you're talking about, from blaming livestock for causing the degradation of public lands to blaming management by ranchers and government agencies through flawed policies, laws, and regulations. He says it is time to end the blaming period. And at the end of the note, in the little bio, I just want to read you what he said. He's given a lot of speech in California last spring, and he said, in several, I made it very clear and unarguable scientifically that only cattle and other livestock properly managed can now save civilization as we know it. I also made it clear that vegans are welcome to be vegans if they believe it good for their health or for religious reasons, but if they're doing so for ethical or environmental reasons, they are unintentionally doing great harm and endangering humanity. He gets fairly strong, does Alan Savory. I just love the guy.
Well,
and
that's
still
true.
Rushes around the bush in Zimbabwe barefoot and then follows cattle. He's just an amazing man.
The richer the land, the better the veggies, you know.
Yes, what you said with your pot plants. It's exactly the same. It's logic. It's common sense. It's exactly what you do every single day. And it seems to be missed by the people with the degrees and diplomas.
You know, and there was another article in here it was in yours, and then you were talking about in the other one. I'm getting my articles mixed up. I got my little sticky notes on here. That's a good thing. But this guy in the battle that you got through telling us about with Kevin and what he's going through with some of these folks, you know, when he says, this guy tells him, he says to Kevin that he was, I am an educated man. That would be your first clue to put up the flag. Put it up. I am an educated man. Okay, so that means you have no common sense.
Well, yeah, that's it. And what he did is he told that very good rancher in central Nevada who has been absolutely blown out of his ranch by, I think it's 400 horses where there's supposed to be 172 there, or maybe it's 600 horses. But anyway, there's so many horses there, it's not a blade of grass for his cows to eat. Mm. So what he's done, Kevin Borba, he has pumped water from his own private property on federal lands, the pumps and the wells, to water those horses for 2 years, and he still gets no respect from the government. Mm. And they told him, basically, go and find another line of work when he has a perfect right to be out there. So that's a battle that's ongoing now. And I'll probably be writing about Kevin Borba in an issue very soon because it's a similar situation, and it's just as ugly.
You know, when they manage something, anytime the government comes in and takes over, they are totally inefficient. They use no common sense. We've seen it going on with our forests as they burn and they sterilize the ground. I mean, it just completely ruins the land. And then they want to blame it on somebody flicking a cigarette or doing this or doing that. Not that I condone that. I do not. But
yeah.
It's all about the way they manage or don't manage. That's what happens.
The treasurer of my Range Conservation Foundation nonprofit board, which, you know, helps to educate on these things, mm-hmm. He said ranchers are out on the ground every day when bureaucrats are usually in the office.
I call them DC.
He says, quote, they are on different planets. BLM looks for small areas that look bad. Ranchers see grass that's going to burn if cows don't eat it. How do they bridge that gap? And he was a BLM employee for 20 years and quit in 83 when they decided to take the decision-making from the range scientists on the land in all of the western states and send it back to D.C., and now those bureaucrats and politicians are making the decisions. It's havoc and hell out here. And it's just wrong.
It is wrong. And it's all about breaking this nation. I don't care.
Yep, I agree.
You don't have to believe in these ghost theories because you can see it absolutely happening. The land is going to waste. It's burning up. And it's because they don't know how to manage it. And
I think, yes.
And I think too, that maybe they do know and they choose not to. It's, you know, it blows my mind, CJ. It just absolutely blows my mind.
There are a lot of really great federal employees out here, Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, Washington, you know, Montana, all over the place, who are so good. But if they don't keep quiet and lay low, they won't have a job. And the ones that are awful, like Doug Furtado, the boss of the BLM, and this story writes about him really well. The writer, I had a lot of writers and researchers involved in this one Grass March story. And it's just fascinating. I just really hope, even if anybody doesn't care about federal lands in the West, that they will read Cows Can Save the World and Grass March, because it will put the West in perspective. One of the things that those Grass Marchers, one of the cowboys, he was the mule skinner. He drove two white mules with a wagon down Pennsylvania Avenue to get to Congress. And he said, we would get in at night at 10 or 11, turn the horses out and feed and water them and get a room. We'd start again at 4:30 a.m., but you have to get up 2 hours earlier to feed and water the saddle horses. So they were getting 2-3 hours of sleep a night for 22 days as they rode all the way to D.C. And they had people from all of the states, and they were fascinated when they got past the Mississippi River because they had no idea about, you know, the kind of traffic. One of the things here, it says, Janice, one of the ladies whose husband supplied the horses, she said, 108 miles to go today. I think we're on a roll. Wes is riding an A-team horse. I wish the rumble strip weren't so bad and the reflection poles were further off the road. Every car and truck driver are friendly. Most pull in the other lane and give us room. A lot of cars and trucks traveling the other way wave and honk. It's better if they don't honk when Wes is on a younger horse, because then they start to buck. I mean, and then they had a couple of, you know, picketers, you know, protesters stop them in some towns. And other towns they got to, West Virginia particularly, there was a tree across the road and a little hillbilly in a truck came up and he says, I can get that away from you. And he goes and he gets a road trick with a boom and moves that tree so that they could get through. And another a construction worker in Indiana saw all those horse trailers and horses outside the cafe and bought everybody dinner. Ranchers in the States, you know, would put up their horses, and it was just splendid and awful and somehow terribly necessary. And these ranchers, two women particularly, Eddie Ann Filippini and Lynn Tamara, they rode the whole way. And Lynn Tamara was scared, had never been off brush country, didn't know what a horse would think on a highway, and they still did the whole thing.
Oh, I would have had them on the air in a heartbeat, and we could have talked to them and as they were en route, too, if we could have. You know, it's heartwarming to know how America accepted that as they were taking their ride to D.C. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. They have no clue what's going on with you and I.
Oh, my.
We're going into a break here real quick, CJ, but I wanted to say what they were getting from the American people on the way on their trek. That's bringing America home. We have got to come together to save this nation so that we do not lose it for the future generations, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, your great-nieces, it's just something we have got to do. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Educate and activate. You need to be getting Range Magazine if you're not. It's not very expensive. She's got great deals for us. We're going to give those to you when we come back. And I'm going to go grab a Kleenex and get done crying. We will be right back. 877-895-5410.
Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three bets and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The Trifecta for $40 and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with CJ Hadley of Range Magazine. She is Range Magazine. And it is a vast array of education for you. You have just got to read it. It's got the good, the bad, and the ugly in it. And that's what we need to know what to do. CJ, I know you've got some specials, and I want to talk about the $18 special, which is for Range Magazine. They'll get 5 quarters instead of 4 for $18. Am I correct on that?
That's right. It's usually $19.95 for 4, but we want to go for at cost for your bunch because we believe your bunch are the ones that are going to help us save this place.
Yes, they are. They're the ones. They're the ones listening out there, and they're not paying attention to mainstream media. And then one of the books, which ones of the books or all of them are you going to offer a special on?
What I'd like to offer them is any of the last 3 books. The Harry Webb Buffalo Bill books, Call of the Cow Country was his first, and it's terrific. The second one is The M-Bar, and it goes together as a duet, which is great. Brushstrokes and Balladeers, you know, won Wrangler from the Cowboy Hall of Fame last year as the best poetry book of the year. It is a beautiful piece of work. The painters in there are extraordinary. So are the poets. And so pretty much anybody who says Beth Ann is going to get pretty much anything they want from Ann or Deborah, who should be there today, you know, so hopefully somebody will call them. And then the calendar, the 2016 calendar, we sold out of the ones this year, and we're already a third of the way through the place. But that's going to be available in September, and it is gorgeous.
We
have to ship that to the printer and get that going.
Can I just tell
two things? If you don't want to try a subscription, just call and say you want a sample copy. And if they call, you know, within a week or so, they will get the magazine with Cows Can Save the World, Grass March, and some other great stories like talking about harvesting sunlight since 1904. That's a Nebraska ranch story. Bovines in the Bear Paws. That's a gorgeous picture story about Montana. There's Confessions of Red Meat Survivors, which are old-timers thinking about yesterday and today, and that is extraordinary. But one thing that you piqued my interest here, you were talking about Hage. I was talking about Hage. You were talking about climate change.
Yes.
And in two recent journalism contests, Range won Freedom of the Press Award for the Hage coverage, which is on my website, also free for anybody that wants to get it. And that was judged in Arizona. And last year we won Freedom of the Press again, and this was from Montana, for our coverage on climate change. And the Montana vote judges said, this is a quote that I can't even believe how beautiful it is, never heard of Range magazine before, but they take wide swings at big, fascinating, important subjects with thorough investigation, put me there drama, an unflinching portrayal of the facts, regardless of politics, personal beliefs, or religion. This is the kind of reporting that makes us important and relevant in an age when everything else is becoming more like a soundbite. Now, that's not because of me. I publish it, but I've got writers and photographers all over the place. Even some from Australia are writing for me. But it is an incredible mix of work by people who really care. And I think that your listeners will like it.
Oh, awesome. And I want to talk about one more thing, but we've got a caller. We've got Monica from Illinois. Monica?
Pat?
Yes.
DJ? It's a great day when I can speak to two of my heroines, you, Beth, and CJ Hadley. I'd like to thank you both for your sacrifices defending liberty, property rights, and rural America and its people. You both do a fantastic job, and you're not thanked enough. So that's my main reason for calling. And I'd also like to encourage the listeners, if they don't already subscribe to Range, to subscribe and to buy her books, because they're phenomenal.
Absolutely they are. And they're gorgeous. Thank you so much, Monica, for those kind words. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Beth. God bless you both.
Thank you. Well,
Monica. I love people like Monica. She's perfect.
Yes, absolutely. Well, CJ, you've been nominated and accepted to the Cowgirl Hall of Fame.
No, I've been nominated. Oh, yeah, the nomination is accepted, but that doesn't mean to say I'm going to get in the Cowgirl Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas.
How can we get you there?
they're going to decide that, I think, next month.
Oh, wow. And it was, and I was intrigued that it was by Simon & Simon's Jameson Parker.
Oh, Jameson Parker was the clean guy. He was AJ, and he was in that show for 8 years, and now he's got a ranch in California, and he writes. He's an extraordinary writer. And when he nominated me, I'd never met him or heard of him. I still haven't met him. But apparently he wrote a very good letter about me, because they accepted the nomination and they don't accept all of them, that is for sure.
How awesome. That is. I used to watch that Simon & Simon all the time.
Yeah, I know. Now, he wrote the lead of the Grass March for me, because I wanted somebody from outside the public lands ranching area, so it was logical and rational. So Jameson wrote that for us, and I've also assigned him another story for the next issue, which I hope he's going to have in on time. And he's just a beautiful addition to Range, you know.
Well, we would love to have him on the air. See if you can twist his arm a little bit and see if we can get him on the air.
I'll give you his email and you talk about that.
All right,
he's
great.
Got a website and he's written books and all kinds of things. He's very interesting.
Oh, I would just love to do that. I absolutely love to do that. Well, I'm going to be your direction in just a few weeks. At the end of June, I'm going to be in Colorado at the Western Conservative Summit on Radio Row. So if you happen to come through that way, I know it's a little out of your way, but if you happen to come through that way, I'm going to be right there. And I'm going to try and see if I can't come up with a bunch of questions that's really going to quarter these candidates.
I think that'll be splendid. You'll be great. You're about 1,000 miles from me, so.
Okay, that's
a long shot, but I'm going to find more out about it. And if I can be there, I really want to meet you.
And if you can,
years now.
If you can, you holler at me, because I've got free tickets for you.
I need that in my state of financial health.
I got free tickets for you, girlfriend. We will do it.
I'd love to meet you.
Okay. Well, I'm the short girl. Anyway, we're going to give again. She's got I lost my paper here. $18 will be you five quarters of Range Magazine, which is normally $19.95. Five quarters of Range Magazine. Or if you're a little timid, call them right now and tell them you heard it on Beth Ann. Any of this, tell them you heard them with Beth Ann. And go and call their number at 1-800-726-4348. That's
ask
1-800.
Ask for a sample copy.
And ask for a sample copy, but be sure to tell them you just heard CJ talking to Beth Ann. Get your Buckaroo calendar. I was going to say when Monica called, I love my Buckaroo calendar. It's right there by my desk. It takes me away when I look up at it. It takes me back to the farm, back to the ranch. You know, I'm a town girl now, so, you know, I got a cat. That's about all I got. And a bunch of grandkids. I got those. But, you know, it just takes me back, and I just love it so much, CJ. It is a beautiful, beautiful calendar. And what can we do? Is there anything we can do to kind of make sure that you get in this Cowgirl Hall of Fame?
Oh, I guess you could write to the Cowgirl Hall of Fame in Texas if they haven't already voted and say, hello, we'd like to vote for CJ. But, I mean, I was born in a factory town in Birmingham, England, as you know, coal and steel. And if anything so absolutely extraordinary, magnificent, marvelous, lovely could happen, and I would be in the Cowgirl Hall of Fame when my horseback is pretty much inadequate, I think it would be the thrill of my life.
Oh, you do so much. You know, and I'm probably the most unlikely here, too. I was one of those crazy little women born in Kansas City. Ended up down here in cow country in the mid-Missouri area. I'll tell you what, CJ, it's going to take every single one of us from the factory to the city, from sea to shining sea, to do what we can. To bring America home. Thank you so much.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Samuel Adams once said, it doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men. Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.